Hey friends, top of the morning to you wherever you are at today. Hey, a big hi from France. I'm in my home in the Haute-Loire in France today. I have a lovely office here in my own little balcony outside of it, though I just saw a little lizard walking by, so get out of there. Just you well wherever you are at. I'm going to have a chill day today, about to go for a coffee. Gonna go to a market this afternoon and all is well. Got up early, been for a walk down to the river here. And hey, in a few moments, I wanna share some thoughts. I was just thinking this as I was on my walk today about how to really please God. Would you like to, you know, there are things we can do. We can serve God, we can obey God, but there are things we can do which really please God. And I want to share probably the greatest one of those in a moment. Hey, let me do five quick housekeeping things. As usual, first, if you're on my YouTube channel, please hit the subscribe button. Hey, I want to say a big thank you. I think we just hit today 20,000 subscribers on this channel. So way to go, guys. And please do share this channel. Secondly, if you're not getting our email newsletter, I really encourage you to sign up. Link below. We get a free gift when you do that. Thirdly, thank you, thank you, thank you to all of the partners and friends of my ministry. Whenever I travel outside of my US churches, the folks who invite us, who send us, who pray for us, and who support us financially. So appreciate you guys doing that. And two more things. I have a new course. It should be out later today. All about the presence of the Lord. 12 videos, 12 audios, teaching notes. It's normally $80, but I've got that as an offer this week for $20 for a support to our missions fund. You'll get access to that. So again, link below for that. Lastly, if you are not yet a Christian and you want to have a talk about what it means to explore Christianity, is God real? What does he think about you? You've got objections maybe. I'd love to set up a Zoom call or a phone call with you and help you with that. Boom. Good. So let me share something real quick today. I've got to leave soon, but how do we please God? Again, I know we should serve God and love God and we should obey God and all these things, but you know, there are things we can do which pleases God, which God really enjoys. And obviously there are things we can do which God does not enjoy. You know, I think we spend a lot of time talking about those in the church. And I was just going through what today and this thing just really hit me. God loves faith. God likes faith. You know, I was on this walk today and I was just kind of praying and the Lord said something to me. He said, Graham, I enjoy being trusted. And I started thinking about it. And you know, it's so obvious in a way, so do we. If you're in a human relationship, a friendship, a marriage relationship, whatever, you enjoy it when somebody trusts you and you don't enjoy it when they don't trust you. You don't enjoy it when they doubt you. You don't enjoy it when they don't think you'll keep your word towards them. And you don't enjoy it when they trust your enemy or your enemy's word more than you might trust their word. I mean, it's so obvious in a way. And I think whenever we talk about faith, and I've been guilty of this too, at times we talk about faith from our vantage point, from our perspective. If I have faith, I can do this. I can move mountains. I can receive God from God. I can do those things. But I tell you, there's a whole other angle to look at faith, a lens to look through which we can look at faith. And that's simply this: faith pleases God. God is pleased. Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Why? Because he who comes to God must believe he is, and that he is the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So if you want to please God today, how much will your life please God? Do you know God's not looking at all the stuff you do? Did you do this? Did you do that? Did you, you know, read a verse of the Bible and tick some box somewhere? God's actually looking at your life saying, do you believe me? Do you trust me? I love it when Peter goes and walks on the water, and I think his faith pleased Jesus. I think Jesus literally was happy with the faith of Peter, that Peter wasn't content to be on the boat. He wanted to get out and walk on water. So how do we please God with our faith? Let me give you five quick keys. Number one, where does faith come from? I mean, faith always starts here. It starts in God's word. It starts with God's promises. Faith isn't some power you have that can make God do things. Rather, faith is God giving you a promise. It's God signing a check. It's God saying, I put all of my power and resource behind my promises. Trust me, trust my word, trust my promises. So if you want to be a person of great faith, be a person of great word, you can measure how much faith you're walking in by measuring how much word you're hearing. Jesus said, to he who has will more be given, and to he who has will, to he who has not will be taken away even that which he has, and to you who hear will more be given. And he talks about with the measure you measure, it will be measured to you. And he's talking about the measure of your hearing of the word of God, Mark chapter 4. So faith comes by hearing the word. Number two, faith comes by having God's word dwell in your heart, not just hearing it, bouncing around ideas in your head, but actually having it living, breathing, abiding, like, yeah, in the center of your heart. So if you want to grow in faith, literally take a verse or two and chew on it and think about it and get to the place. I like to say worry the word of God, because most of us know how to worry in the negative. We take a negative idea and we think about it until it sinks down, and then it starts living on the inside of us. And if we would do that same thing with faith, with God's word, like think about it, worry the word. I like that phrase. Come on, key number three, speak the word. Be saying it. God said this, God said this, God said this. Yeah, but God said this. I think heaven stands to attention. Heaven loves to see the people of God here on the earth speak the word of God. Yeah, there's something powerful about God's words being released into the atmosphere that change things around you. Key number four, act upon the word of God. So we want to hear God's word. We want to let it dwell in us. We want to speak it. And then we want to act upon it. Now, some words are obvious how to act upon them. Jesus says, stretch out your hand, go wash in the pool. At times, a word might not be obvious, but when you'll actually bring that word back to the Lord and say, Lord, I want to think about this. Like, what does it look like to do this in my life? What does do look like? How do I act upon the word? And key number five, create a history of prove God's word. There's something powerful. Nearly everything, you know, I'm here in my home in France. I paid for this with the word of God. Yeah. Everything I have, this camera I'm looking into, everything came by the word of God. The very heavens were framed by the word of God. And there's something about creating history with you and the word of God that causes your faith to grow. Because after a while, your very history and your background in God begins to mentor you and propel you further into the things of God. Boom. Guys, I gotta run. My family's waiting for me to go out for coffee. So have a brilliant day wherever you are at. Hey, drop me a line, a comment. I'd love to hear from you. Give this video a thumbs up, and I'll see you soon in the plan of God. Bye for now.